Well, what's going on, everybody? You're listening to the Day Tripper Podcast. This month, we are talking Texas. It's a new year. It's 2018. We got lots of things to chat about. Lindsay drank some cat hair coffee. Todd hang out with some famous people, but he's so clueless, he doesn't even remember their names. We're going to try to dig in and get to the bottom of this. And I did something for the first time ever. A new activity for me, and it's all this month on the Day Tripper Podcast. All right, everybody. Well, hopefully, if you've been listeners, you're enjoying our new microphone setup. It's way better than what it was before, like talking on a cell phone in the middle of a crowded bar. But we made it work.
We did.
We didn't lose the people who are listening to us now, actually. So that's
I agree. But these new mics are cool.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like Barry White.
We're trying. All right. So I'm Chet Garner, the host. Joining me, as always, my usual co-host, Mr. Todd White.
Howdy, folks.
And back, because we love her so much, Miss Lindsay Tutt.
What up?
You're almost on your way to getting a permanent spot on this podcast, Lindsay.
That's awesome.
What up, Tutt?
No pressure. I won't ruin it.
The Queen Tutt is in the house.
Heyo.
All right. So before we jump in, we got to thank our sponsor, the great city of Tomball, Texas, north of Houston by about 30 miles. Hopefully you all were able to see some of their Christmas celebrations, or they were celebrating German-style Christmas. How do you say Merry Christmas in German? Pop quiz.
Y'all
pass. I don't know the answer.
Awesome, because I was going to say Feliz Navidad.
I feel like it involves a lot of spitting and like hard vowels.
<don't know. laughs>
That's it.
So anyway, there's lots to do in Tomball. This is an awesome just day trip destination. If you've got time, head on up there. Eat at Tejas Chocolate Craftery. They have barbecue and handmade chocolate. And that's really all I need to say to get you up there. You could go try to eat the Mega Mel at Mel's Cafe, this giant burger. Watch our Tomball episode. Watch me fail miserably trying to eat the thing. But if you want to learn more, Tomball Texan for Fun on Facebook. All right, and we'll have their link in the podcast. So go learn more. Explore Tomball. Merry Christmas.
Hold on. Wait, that in German, Todd?
Listen.
Oh, here
we go.
That's what I said. Isn't that what I said?
Did you record that? What?
I Googled it.
Okay, well,
you have to say it now, Todd.
I can't.
Yes, you can. Believe in yourself.
Fröhliche Weihnachten.
Oh, beautiful. It's almost like being in Germany.
Todd.
I lived in Germany for 5 years. I think that was pretty good.
Sure.
That makes it worse. Oh. I don't know. You know, a lot of people were like, foreign accents
you just offended
are so sexy. I don't know about yours,
40% of our podcast audience, because, you know, the Germans
German.
Love listening. Yeah.
The Germans love us.
We're so big in Germany.
The Germans love us. Just, it's us and Hasselhoff are the top two downloaded podcasts in Germany,
it's true.
I'm sure. All right. So it's January. That means New Year. I really wanted to talk to you guys about New Year's resolutions, but we have that topic on our next podcast. We're gonna be talking about travel New Year's resolutions. So I won't open that bag of worms just yet. I wanted to talk about winter day tripping. All right, so it's January. We're pretty much sure we're not going to have a 100-degree day in January, although it could potentially happen.
Amen.
You never know.
Not.
We could get into the 90s for sure.
It's Texas.
So winter day tripping. A lot of people say, this is the worst time of year to go day tripping.
Actually, it's not. The days are short.
The best time.
The trees don't have leaves. Everything looks dead. Christmas is done. You're not going out to see Christmas lights. Is this the best time to go tripping or the worst time? What do y'all think?
I think it's a great time as long as it's not like ice outside, you know, snowing.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that's
it's cold.
Lame.
You can have coffee and warm things.
Lindsay's number one thing in life, like, you can have coffee. Like,
I mean,
why do you like that town? Well, I went and drank coffee
that's
there.
That's a legit question you've got to ask yourself, how is the coffee?
Lindsay's love language is definitely coffee.
It really is.
Sometimes I think it's great in the winter because you have an opportunity to go places that are otherwise really, really hot, and you can go without being uncomfortable.
I agree.
I like that. But, you know, for me, and I know this is creeping into the next topic for a different podcast, but every time I think about a day trip in the winter, I want to go to La Paz Bed and Breakfast. I just feel like that's an amazing place. I've never been yet.
It's his dream.
That has been on your travel bucket list. We're going to talk all about that. That's going to be fun. All right? So save those thoughts, Todd. I'm thinking,
I will.
Okay, winter tripping. Is there anything you can do in January that you can't do in, say, June?
Ice skate.
Or something that's more fun in January that wouldn't be fun in June. Ice skating? But, like, let's be honest. Our lakes aren't frozen.
But there are ice skating spots
inside
around.
Inside of the Galleria, which is, like, year-round.
In Fort Worth and Arlington.
But those are, like, part of their Christmas celebrations, which in January, all that's over. Right?
Maybe.
So, maybe. Maybe.
Yes, yeah. They're over, Lindsay.
So, okay, ice skating inside, but you can do that in June, July.
Okay.
And that's fun, like in the Galleria. Is it more fun to go into, like, hot barbecue joints because you can stand next to their fire and feel all cozy? Yeah. I was really trying to think about this. Sometimes camping is more fun in the winter because...
Bingo, that one.
You know, you sit by the campfire, you know, and you actually feel like... Oh, I can actually look like those people in the J. Crew ads with the jacket that I only get to wear once a
year. That's what's important.
And the little beanie that I only get to wear once a year.
It's probably more pleasant to go visit places like Midland, Odessa, Monahans, and all of that in the winter.
Okay. So Monahans, Sand Hills.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. So there are some places maybe in the burnt, scorched earth part of Texas that you should go in the winter. Okay. Y'all aren't quite convincing me, but... I'm slowly warming up to your side. I'm thinking.
No pun intended. His pun game is creeping up slowly.
Yeah.
Creeping. It'd be creeping.
I'd be creeping. I can't touch Queen Tut. She's at the top
of
the game.
Can't touch this.
So yeah, you know, okay, you can't swim. It's a little bit uncomfortable to be outside, but you do get beautiful days with it, like a little bit breezy. All right.
It's probably good to hike.
My goal is to inspire y'all to go on more day trips. So think about some things y'all can do in January that you can't necessarily do in June and July, and then hit the road. All right? It's a good month. All right, folks. Well, what have y'all been up to? This is where we jump in. We tell y'all stories and we share some things about where we've been out there on that big wide road. I mentioned that I did something for the very first time, and this was an honor. I got to be the Grand Marshal in the Round Top Christmas Parade.
The Grand Poobah.
Aww.
Which like feels like it was very important, right? But it wasn't that important.
I saw your Instagram story. You guys were having a lot of fun, though.
We were having a blast,
having
and the parade was
time.
A blast. Okay, but you know, it was the first year for the Lighted Christmas Parade. They were expecting about 200 people. They got 3,000 out there.
No
way.
Wow.
The parade
insane.
Route was super short, so you were done in 10 minutes, tops, on the parade route. And you don't think about some things like, all right, it's at nighttime. What about lights? Well, there's Christmas lights, but if you're not lit up in a convertible car, no one can see you at all. And so it was kind of like I was waving to people from the darkness. And then there were a lot of people who were inside a car, and the outside was lit up, but you couldn't see inside the car at all. So you had no idea who was driving the floats. It was fun,
aww,
though. There was one, the person who won the float, who won the parade, just in my opinion, was they had taken an old RV, like Cousin Eddie, had wrapped it in lights and were walking behind it with a bathrobe and the pipe for the sewage, just
awesome.
Like old Eddie Griswold on Christmas Vacation.
Perfect.
And there were kids around, so
That's fantastic.
The classic line, "The is full," they were saying, "Well, it's full. The sewer's full." They were trying to keep it family friendly. You know the line. I don't have to say it.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Yeah,
good.
We get it.
Good. All right. So anyway, that was the highlight. I thank the Junk Gypsies for inviting me out to do that. I got to see Christmas lights, got to celebrate Christmas with the family. It was awesome. Awesome. What about you, Lindsay?
Well, I went to the Cat Cafe in East Austin.
Todd adding his own sound effect.
That was exactly perfect. And I should
all
make
right.
it...
Wait, before that, why? Why, Lindsay, why? Because...
Why not?
That sounds so gross to eat food products around, like, roaming
well,
feral
I
cats.
Will say that I would not have chosen to go there on my own, but my cousin, who loves cats, was in town. So I was like, you know what? If I'm going to go, I should go with a cat lover, because I am a dog person.
Yeah.
So that should be made known.
Was she on, like, cloud nine?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Like, oh, yes. And like, so I was excited to go because I'm thinking animals, cafe, cuddly, great. And then I get there and I remember that they're cats and they don't really cuddle.
Do
so there's
really
like,
eat here?
You could actually eat here.
Is this a place that you go where you can just kind of hang out with cats to like soothe your day and lower your stress?
Yeah, basically you hang out and the cats kind of like just be cats around you.
Which is like to say care that you're here. We just want you to pet us.
Did you have to pay to get into this place?
There's not a cover charge.
Good.
It's a very exclusive
catnip.
Club.
You have to pay in catnip. No, but you
should
do
see the bouncer.
Have
He's
to
like,
sign a waiver.
Okay.
Because they're cats, and I'll tell you. So we like walk in, and I walk up to a cat thinking like, oh my gosh, a cat, so cute. I reach to pet it, and it like draws blood. It like scratches me, and I'm like, okay, I'm done.
I'm done.
But my cousin's like, yeah, I saw the cats. And I'm just like, I'm going to sit here and like, just see if they come to
me. Cat drew blood.
It drew blood.
That
as a dog
awful.
Person, I was like, oh my gosh, an animal just drew blood. I'm like freaking out.
Wow.
What?
But
you're out. Like, that's pretty poor customer service on behalf of the cats.
They
should have
trained the cats.
It is.
Yeah, that's
it is.
Really.
That cat should have been fired and tossed to the alley.
That's right. Into the dumpster immediately.
Notice. No.
Yes. You don't just fire them. You just throw them. You put them in a garbage sack and put them in the dumpster. That's it.
We love animals here at the Day Tripper. You heard it from Chet.
I'm kidding, obviously. Not a cat person, though, if it wasn't clear.
Yeah. I am the farthest thing from a cat person, so yeah. No.
Yeah. But they did have little toys for free that you can try to get the cat's attention. I mean, it's a
okay.
cat.
Okay, yeah. Like
you know, they have
there's people waving laser pointers at them all day. They don't care about.
We were
like,
there, and there was a birthday party of like 10-year-olds, and they had two cats up on like the posts, and they had all the little toys, and it was like pinatas. It was a little scary. The cats were like hiding for their lives, and the kids were like, "Mommy, look, a cat!" It was really scary for them.
You know what
so
this reminds me of? It reminds me of the Toy Story where there's the good nursery and the bad nursery, and they send all the kids to the toys to the bad nursery to get punished.
Yeah,
I bet those cats are terrified.
Cats were like, what did we
I bet
do?
And they're
are.
Doing nothing but considering how do I break out of this place?
Literally,
but wait a minute.
Literally like that.
What kid in their right mind has a birthday party at a cat cafe? That just makes no
that's
sense.
That's a question for their parents. How were they raised that that's what they wanted?
I don't know.
This whole thing's escaping me, but that's all right.
Yeah, and the fact that they serve food. I mean, was it just everything covered in cat hair?
I mean, it had to be. I didn't get food because, you know, the thought of...
But even you drank like, coffee. And
cat.
I said you in the teaser you drank cat hair coffee. There had to have been at least residual cat hair in the coffee.
Wasn't...
You're trying to not think
about it. You know, it's not something you want to think about. But
think about all the cat litter dust everywhere.
Yeah, gross.
That just is disturbing.
So after going, I'm kind of like, if anyone wants to open a puppy cafe, like,
now,
I'm gonna invest in that.
Now
like,
I could get
that would be cuddly,
behind that.
Cute, great for winter tripping.
That's true.
I mean, if you want to know, that's it. Yeah.
Man. I just, that whole concept is just, it baffles
I don't get
me.
It.
But
I
they're
don't
really
get
popular.
It.
They're opening one up in San Antonio as well.
What part of Austin was it in?
East.
Okay,
Austin.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes
obviously.
Sense.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
makes sense.
Right?
Right.
East Austin. Keep what about weird. You, Todd? That's so weird, but let's move. Let's keep it moving.
That is really weird. Anyway, so each year I take some time out and from my busy schedule with photography, and I shoot with St. Jude's Children's Hospital, an event. And so this year I was shooting down in San Antonio and got to hang out with some pretty cool country artists.
Of
and
whom
I struggled.
He does not know the name.
I struggled.
The life of
I really
White.
Only remembered the two of the names off the top of my head, and that was Granger Smith, because I've shot with Granger a couple years ago, so it was good to see him again. And then Carly Pierce as well, and she was cool to hang out with. There's one guy, I could not remember his name for the life of me. His name is Luke Combs. I guess he's won a few Grammys and so on and so forth.
Oh,
but anyway,
he's kind
White.
Of a big deal now.
But anyway.
So whatever.
But
yeah,
it was
he's like,
fun.
I am the A-lister in this situation.
Right, that's
you are
the
in
dream,
front of my camera.
So many that
but it was fun.
Name.
We got to hang out before. So my daughter is really big at the KJ97 in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a music director out there. And so she gets to interview these people before the show. So I did all the video for them and everything and then stayed around and shot the concert.
That's cool.
That is awesome.
It was
fun.
It was good.
Super cool.
It's got to make you feel good whenever Granger Smith looks at you and is like, hey, man, I remember you from last time. How's it going? And have a conversation.
Yeah.
Cool.
Or was I talking to his alter ego?
That's why he had to stop working with the Day Tripper other than the podcast. He got too famous.
Cool, thanks.
He went on to chase his dreams with the big wigs. We're the little people to him.
But he still hangs out with us sometimes.
No, we do miss you, Todd. We do miss you. We get to catch up here on the podcast.
We do. We get to have fun.
Podcast with Pod.
Todd.
We get to have fun.
Todd Pod.
Yep, Toddcasting.
All right. Well, guys, while we've been on the road doing lots of stuff, Texas has been pretty busy too. While you've been listening to this podcast, lots of stuff's been going on in the Lone Star State. This is Meanwhile in Texas. All right, so this is the segment of the podcast where we catch all y'all up on the news stories that we found somewhat ridiculous or funny or interesting that happened somewhere within the Lone Star State of Texas. So I'm going with Todd. You first. Go.
All right, awesome. Can I have two stories or just one?
One first, and then we'll come back around for number two.
All right, so Texas is always a little odd. We know that, right? But sure. Central yeah. Texas is even a little bit more out on the fringe. So the data shows from the official UFO tracking.
Yes.
The UFO tracking group, company, whatever you want to call these people that happen to track data all over the U.S., Central Texas had the highest number in 2017 of UFO sightings in the state. 27 of them happen here in Central Texas from people that are losing their minds.
I'm so proud of that statistic.
What is, so give me the X-Files theme song. I can't think of it right now.
The truth is out there,
boom,
folks.
Boom, boom.
No, that's
yeah,
not
I can't
it at all.
So it is a
something like
it
that.
Is the National UFO Reporting Center, and they said that in this year in Texas, Central Texas had the highest number that they reported, and it
wow.
was everything from random lights being seen, not just in Marfa, but random lights being
yeah.
seen to actual aircraft that are landing in the middle of a field. All kinds of
oh,
random
man.
Stuff.
You know,
but
this is funny that you mentioned this. Last night, I was hanging out with one of
oh,
my
no.
buddies from the Air Force.
Abducted.
No, last night.
He was abducted.
I'm coming back.
Is this really Chet?
I knew he was acting weird today.
Yeah, I've got something sticking out of a hole of mine, and I can't figure out what it is. I think I got abducted. No, I was hanging out. A buddy of mine, Air Force, works at Fort Hood, flew F-15s, big deal. Trained people on F-15s. And last night, for some reason, we got on this topic, and he was basically saying to us, he goes, UFOs exist, 100%, unidentified flying objects to the general public. He said, but the Air Force, we are doing things that you can't even imagine beyond the high classified clearance levels. He said, and people aren't you know, you get court-martialed if you talk about it at all. And so the official line from the government is, you know, we don't know what, we'll look into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
when the Air Force comes out and says something, like, that's all they're authorized to say, he said. But he basically just told me, and he's at a high clearance level within the Air Force. It's like, you guys, the general public has no idea. You have
well,
no
it's,
idea.
So the
it's
truth
funny
is out there.
The truth is out there. It's
people
called
really
the U.S.
get,
Air Force.
People really get specific about these reports, though. I mean, there have been reports that, like, Austin, Walnut Creek Park, aircraft landed.
What?
And people got out.
People got out.
People are aliens. Or Spocks.
Boom, things
boom,
got
Vulcans.
Out. Or even to the point of saying it was clearly shaped like an upside-down saucer, had a metallic surface, like brushed aluminum. So people
Whoa.
Are really getting specific about this stuff.
That means it's real. You can't make that stuff up.
No.
No, you
ain't
can't.
No way.
You can't. Anyway, so beyond all of our great things we do in Central Texas, we are clearly on the bandwagon of UFOs.
That is
doesn't
amazing.
Surprise me.
I'm so
really
proud
doesn't
of that.
Surprise me.
Way to go,
my
Texas.
Mom claims she saw one.
Lindsay, how about you?
Like,
I'm gonna pitch the ball. Oh,
yeah.
Wait, your mom saw one?
Well,
yeah,
hold
we
on.
Skip over
my
that.
Mom's a little bit strange.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, she created me, but like, she does. She swears up and down she saw a UFO in front of her in a street light, and then it darted around and then took off or whatever. Like, my mom's also one of the best campfire storytellers on the planet, and so like. I don't know if I can trust her. Yeah,
you never
exactly.
know.
Pitch
right,
the ball
Lindsay.
To Lindsay.
All right, guys. Mattress Mac is back.
I love that guy.
He's the best.
I love
like,
that guy.
Everyone loves Mattress Mac. He's the Texas hero because he opened his doors during Hurricane Harvey
okay.
to a lot of the evacuees.
Let them all sleep
Let
on the new
mattresses.
Like Joel Osteen.
Just hang out.
Yeah, we're not. We shan't talk about
him. Moving along.
We shan't talk about him. He who can't be mentioned.
He
could not be named, whatever that is. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hit me with the hero.
Saint of Texas. He is back, and he actually donated 60 mattresses to the folks in California who are fighting wildfires right now. So specifically, there were a bunch of stables that got burnt down and all the workers lost like everything. So he sent them mattresses so they'd have a place to sleep because he used to have horses there and he loves animals.
Wow.
That's cool.
He just keeps getting cooler.
He loves
Texans and animals.
And everybody
and he helps
now.
Out
Wildfire,
even
you got a disaster. He's
even
a hero.
Californians. So.
That's cool.
What a pro.
Even Californians. And if that
Texas
doesn't mean your heart
California.
Is huge,
yes,
then yeah.
That's great.
That's cool. Well, good
sharing
for him.
Love.
Or should we say it like Chet says it? Californians.
Californian. I'm sit here and drink my mimosa. Well, speaking of, small plug, because we forget to mention them. We are recording this at Grape Creek Winery in downtown Georgetown. Thank you, Grape Creek, if you're listening.
Which would lead, that'd be a perfect lead into my second story, but I'm going to go and bypass that. Go ahead. You're next.
Okay. What? No, Todd, you can't do that. Hit us.
So
what is it?
Go for it.
Go for it.
So I have to just say, that story was interesting, was Uber. So Uber has decided that the wine trail in Fredericksburg is in need of ride-sharing services for those that want to really indulge in the wineries. So Uber has expanded into Fredericksburg, and they are offering wine trail pickups, drop-offs,
Ooh,
and transportation
hey.
For those that like to visit Grape Creek and name your other winery along the trail.
That's pretty
Dang.
Nice. I like that. That's nice.
Anyway. You know what's boomed out there that I've been surprised to see is the limos. Limos,
yeah.
party wagons.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you go to, well, yeah, every
party
time
wagons.
You go to a winery, there's guaranteed to be like one limo or one party wagon out there hauling around. I would say bachelorette parties or like this like middle-aged 40,
winos.
45-year-old
winos.
Winos. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that wear the shirt that says Yes Way Rosé and they're all like out there. Drinking.
And have the little
It's wine o'clock
wine
somewhere.
There's their own little personalized
yes, exactly.
wine holders.
Yep.
I think I might need to go out there and do a blog post on that. I think that's really important.
You need to. Maybe do it on a wind down Wednesday or something.
Yes. Hashtag wind down Wednesday.
Oh, man. All right.
Anyway.
All right.
Story, Todd.
So
Thank
that was good.
Sharing.
Good segue. So if you're heading to the Texas wine country, which that place is exploded.
It
We're
is.
Talking about the area between Johnson City and Fredericksburg, and it's crazy.
In
the
light of what it's happened crazy. In California, it may explode even more.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
As far as the demand.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Did the vineyard area of California burn?
Yes.
Yes.
A lot of
Napa
that.
Valley is just like Scorched. Really struggling. It's so sad.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Well, hopefully Texas can help.
Come
help
on,
out.
Texas.
You know,
bring
you
the
know,
wine.
You don't know a cool wine story. There was a root fungus that attacked France. We're talking in the 1800s, right? The French wine industry was about to be destroyed, and Texas jumped in, allowed them to take some clippings, come over here, plant them. They did well, then brought them back to France. But had it not been for Texas, the French wine industry would have crumbled.
What heroes?
Yeah, I know, right? So
is
maybe
this
we
true?
Could do, yeah, no, this is
or
a
this
totally
folklore?
True story. No, this is a
Maybe
100%
like a
true story.
About this.
Yeah, yeah,
wow.
yeah.
Wine's Day.
And all we do is drink wine
Wednesday?
On that day.
Wine's Day.
The day, celebrating the day we saved
yeah.
the French wine industry. No, it's true. It's before Texas had any of its own wine industry, but we did. We
That's
let
awesome.
Them basically, you know, bring clippings over, plant them here to avoid the fungus, and then we went
Very
to save
cool.
them.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah. All right. Okay, gang. So, here we go. what are we even talking about? Oh, all right, but before this is meanwhile in Texas. This is a big deal. I want to give out a huge congratulations to Texas A&M Commerce Lions. They are now the Division II national champions in college football. Ta-da! Anybody?
Who?
No.
What?
Texas A&M Commerce. All right, man, we're on a roll. Okay, because last year Mary Harden Baylor in Belton won the D3 national championship.
I'm
this
confused.
Year, Texas A&M Commerce won the D2 national
Where's
championship.
Where's Commerce?
Well, yeah, what is this?
Help me understand this.
Okay, guys, there's a thing called a university. People
Well,
who
Texas
do
A&M
well
and College Station.
Okay.
I get that. Is this one of those random branches of Texas
is this
A&M?
Like online
yes, it is.
Texas
it's
A&M?
One of them.
Online?
It's like Commerce.
No.
I got my degree from DeVry.
No. All right, I'm not talking. Well, first, I did want to say congratulations. D2, all right, so there's many divisions in college football. Division 1 is UT, Texas A&M, all that. And then you got Division 2, Division 3. You have a Division 1 AA, but anyway, it gets confusing. But basically, at every level, you can win the national championship. They won the national championship. And Commerce, Texas, Y'all don't know where that is at all.
No.
Northeast of Dallas. Yes.
Okay.
So there's a Texas A&M branch, like Texas A&M Kingsville, like Texas A&M Prairie View.
Sorry, Commerce, Texas. We're going to look at a map right after this.
Like Texas A&M Corpus Christi. There's a bunch. Just like UT Dallas, UT Arlington, UT El Paso.
UT San Antonio.
UT San Antonio. Go Peckers. Whoop, whoop. Fear the beak.
Yes.
All right.
It's the Roadrunner.
It's the Roadrunner. But don't you say Fear the Beak or like...
Yes. The other one I shall
It's the Roadrunner. Yeah, yes. Yeah. All right. Anyway, not only did they win the national championship, they also won the Harlan Hill Trophy for their player Luis Perez, which is the Heisman of Division II football. So they not only were the best team in the country, they had the best player in the country. And here's kind of a backstory on him. This was a Texas Monthly article. I found it really interesting. So Luis Perez never played football in high school. Instead, he was a bowler.
Hey.
I know, right? So he played as a freshman, decided he didn't want it. He got moved out to wide receiver or a sophomore, I believe, got moved positions. He said, you know, I'm done with it. I'm going to go bowl. He's an amazing bowler. He's bowled 23 perfect games, and he's what, 22 maybe because he's a young kid? 23 perfect games. That's bowling a 300. He's from California. He never played varsity football in high school. Came over. He walked on to Southwestern College, which is in Southern California. Started out as the ninth string quarterback.
Wow.
Do the math there. Through a series of people getting injured, people leaving the team, people failing out, he was able to become the starting quarterback, then eventually transferred over here to Texas. He helped the team go from basically a record of 2-18 to 47-15 over the past few years. Well, that's the coach's numbers because he hadn't been playing that long. But 4,600 passing yards, 44 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. This is a big deal, and I love it the fact that this guy is probably a better bowler than he is a football player.
I was actually going to guess when you were talking about that, you
said
bowling.
And he's still an amazing, and that doesn't speak low of his football playing skills. It speaks highly of his bowling skills.
I was going to totally guess when you were talking about that. I thought, man, if he's a bowler, I bet he's got a great arm for being a quarterback. Yes!
Yeah. That's right.
Well, wait
a
minute.
So this, if you want to be a good bowl, a good quarterback, just work on your bowling skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's basically the same thing.
It's accuracy.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. So he won the Harlan Hill Trophy. It pains me to even say this, but Baker Mayfield, who won the actual Heisman, is also a Texan. He went to the University of Oklahoma, though, but he was born and raised in Austin.
Wah.
I know. Doesn't that hurt?
Oklahoma, the
Doesn't
foreign
that
country.
Hurt when they go
there.
To Oklahoma. Oh, man.
Bittersweet.
And if you're listening out there, we do love y'all, Oklahoma, but we also love to hate y'all for fun. It's all in good fun.
We also hate you, but we love you, too.
All right, so that's Luis Perez. If you see him on the street, give him a big old hug and a slap on the bottom. Say, good game. Good game, Perez.
Only if you know him, maybe. Maybe on that last one, only if you know him.
Yeah, I agree. That's a little odd.
Hey, it's a sportsman thing, all right? It's a sportsman thing.
I guess
thing.
So.
It's
Maybe.
A sportsman thing. We do it to each other.
Hey, good
that
shoot,
did.
Todd.
That
Pat,
didn't
Pat.
Happen.
I've done that to you, actually. All right. So, now we break for the Texas Music Minute. So, during this segment, we like to share with y'all some music that's happening in Texas. I just came across this guy, and let me tell you, I'm a big, big fan. So this guy was raised down in the Rio Grande Valley, San Benito, Texas. Got into music. He has traveled the world. He went from the Rio Grande Valley, lived in New Orleans for a while, went over to Paris, lived on the streets as a performing musician. That took him to Spain, Morocco, North Africa. But when it came time to actually record music, he came back to Texas in Dallas and started recording what is sort of a mix of Texas country meets Louisiana Mississippi River blues. His sophomore album was called The Best Blues Act in Texas by the Dallas Observer Music. He's toured with like the Turnpike Troubadours, Shiny Ribs, the Old 97s.
Good band.
His name is Charlie Crockett. This is the title track off his most recent album, which came out in 2016. His album's called In the Night, and here is the track I Am Not Afraid by Charlie Crockett.
Mm-hmm. am not afraid to, not afraid to love you. I am not afraid. And sugar, honey pie, I ain't gonna hurt you or let you down. Oh, I know I got to be stronger. Oh, little girl, I will never do you wrong. Oh, honey, just tell me you need me, and I will be better.
So, as y'all see, it's got a good kind of like laid back. There's some
like
blues
that.
In
nice.
There.
You
isn't
that
nice?
Sounds like? That sounds like sitting out next to the pool, getting some sun,
yes.
Just kind of chilling. That's what that
it's
sounds
good
like.
Good January music, right?
It's like a Texas Jack. It's like
Texas
a Texas Jack Johnson vibe. Just
you know, that's not inaccurate. That's good.
Very
that's
nice.
Good. Very
very
chill. I found this guy and I was like, dude, where has this been? I'm gonna be jamming this like just down the back roads of Texas. You know. It's got the album itself is really good. A Man from the Rio Grande Valley. I think this guy is gonna blow up. It hasn't happened to him yet, but based on the quality of his music, he's gonna blow up.
And he wears a really cool hat too.
And he has such a Texas name.
The dude
name.
Does wear a cool hat.
I
Charlie
like
Crockett.
Ass.
Like the
I wonder
most
if
Texas.
That's his real name. I need to do some research.
Texas.
I saw something that he's kind of taken inspiration from one of his heroes, which is Davy Crockett. So that's probably not a real name.
Really?
But,
interesting.
But also, when your last name's Crockett growing up, you're gonna naturally
Maybe
love
that's
Davy
his
Crockett.
Great great grandfather.
Ah, es posible.
More greats,
yeah. It's probably true. All right, guys, so look him up, Charlie Crockett. You can find his music everywhere.
He kind of reminds me of a young Hank Williams from the look of him.
From the look, yeah.
His total look in his photos and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rio Grande Valley, you would think, but he doesn't necessarily look full Hispanic. He's got kind of,
nope.
I can't quite tell what nationality he's bringing to the table, but it doesn't really
it's
matter.
It's got a cool vibe.
I love his music. All right, so check him out. Charlie Crockett.
Are we there yet?
Hey, can you pass me the snacks?
When are we gonna stop?
I gotta go.
All right, questions from the back seat. Hit me, Lindsay. Oh, who's doing it? Todd's gonna do it. Todd's gonna do it. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Y'all can go back and have you read these yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, Todd's already read them. Here we go. So this
All
is
right.
it. Sorry. All right.
So
All right.
I can read some if I need
to. We'll back up. Back up. Ready? Okay, guys, it's time. Questions from the backseat. You've sent in burning questions, and we do our best to answer them. Todd, hit me. What we got?
All right, so we are already thinking far into the future, quote unquote. We're thinking of romance.
Okay.
Valentine's Day. Are you ready?
Ooh.
Libby Wilson, Pasadena, Texas. We are
Pass
looking
get
for...
Get down, Dina, is what we call it.
Wow.
That's actually only one of the names. There's some other not as... complimentary names.
Wow.
So, anyway, hit me, Todd.
All right. So, Libby Wilson, Pasadena, Texas. We're going to reset that. Anyway, we are looking for a place to go celebrate Valentine's. We have been to the Ant Street Inn in Brenham many times and love it. But is there any other place in Texas that you recommend that is similar to that?
Ooh, okay. Ant Street Inn is like a little historic hotel in downtown Brenham.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm thinking of if that's the kind of vibe they like, a couple other things come to mind. One, here in Georgetown, I mean, I know they probably one of the reasons they like Brenham is being downtown, kind of you can walk to some stuff. So here in downtown Georgetown, if you've never been, Sweet Lemon Inn.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Super cute.
Right there.
And they've got a cafe right down below.
Yeah,
which
cafe
is
down below.
So
amazing.
And then the Love Building, which our friends just opened as an Airbnb down here on the square.
Yeah.
And it says Love in the name.
Boom. In the
Boom.
Name.
Yep. You can find that on Airbnb.
You're going to love it.
For them.
So, if Georgetown's as a possibility, I'd highly recommend that. Plug to my friends Amy and Jolie, the Junk Gypsies. They've just officially opened as publicly bookable the Wander Inn, which is this really cute, like barn type thing behind their spot in Round Top. And Round Top, right by Brenham, got lots of stuff to do.
You should just wander in.
I'm gonna also suggest the Doffelmayr in San Saba.
Oh, you know what?
San Saba is a great choice. If you like San Saba.
And they renovated an old bank building, really hip sort of one, like small rooms. They probably have, what, five rooms up there total, five or six?
It's a cool place, though.
Very cool place. Very cool place. And then also, if you're from the Pasigatdown, I might
you just have to go there.
Also recommend.
He just likes saying that.
You know, Bryan College Station had some cute stuff. We just stayed at the George up there, and there's actually, even if you're not an Aggie, there's a lot to do up there.
Yeah, and there's the Cavalry Court.
Yeah, Cavalry Court right behind it.
It has a cute dog. It does.
Yep.
Puppies,
and no feral cats wandering around.
Nope.
All right. So hopefully that gives you some ideas, Libby. What's next, Todd?
All right. So the next thing we've got is from Josh Andrew in Anna, Texas. Where's Anna, Texas? I have no clue.
I know where Santa Anna is. I'm not sure I know where Anna is.
Okay. All right.
Anna.
So,
I don't know.
Anyway, they are transplants, and their question is, what are the top three or five or whatever things you'd like transplants to know about Texas?
All right. One, we're a pretty welcoming bunch. We're friendly. But you got to be friendly to us, too. Like, if you come in with this kind of out-of-state attitude, expecting to be served or something like that, get on out the state. But if you come in with a smile on your face, just about anybody in the state will roll out the red carpet, welcome you into their living room, and pour you a hot cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's one of the things. Like, people everywhere are incredibly friendly. If you greet them with a smile, you're going to get a smile back. Now, if you walk in with this Northeast Yankee kind of attitude, they're, you know, you're going to obviously say, like, I don't want to be friends with you straight from the end. And, well, to a Texan, that's kind of an insult.
Never say that to a Texan. Yep,
never.
Nope.
What do they say? Never ask a man if he's from Texas, because if he isn't, you'll just embarrass him. And if he is, he'll tell you anyway.
So, did you just make that up?
No. That's a real saying.
Wow.
Okay. So that's a good thing to remember as you walk around. Let me think. Our state is bigger than the stereotype. I know our stereotype says it's big, but Texas is even bigger. And I don't know what you're into coming from, you know, different parts of the country, but you can find everything in Texas. Never underestimate our beaches. Our beaches are beautiful. You want wine, the best wine in the world is here in the Hill Country and in the High Plains outside of Lubbock. You want big spaces, this as grand as Yosemite, go down to Big Bend. You want canyons, go to Palo Duro. I mean, everything. So even if you feel like you've explored a lot of our state, you've only scratched the surface. I've been doing this now, what? We're about to hit our 100th episode. I don't yet feel like I've seen all the entire state. Am I close? Not really. I think I may be halfway there, like, truthfully, after even doing this as a full-time job. So, you know, whatever. Let me think. What else? We call brisket, if it doesn't have brisket on the menu, it's not a real Texas barbecue joint. All right?
Yes, and we don't throw barbecues. We eat barbecue. That's a big, like, out of the state throw barbecues, but we're like, what is that?
We eat barbecue. If you're grilling steaks in your backyard, you are not having
a barbecue.
You're grilling.
You don't have a
barbecue.
All right?
Yeah, that's
eat
not
barbecue.
The same thing. And then plus, like, you know, just pulled pork is technically barbecue, but not in Texas. It's got to be beef. Brisket.
Pulled pork's like North Carolina thing.
Yeah. But they like, barbecue is pork. No. Barbecue is beef.
I love pulled pork. I'm going to say it right now.
I do too.
Pulled pork with the sweet sauce on it is amazing.
Pulled pork anytime.
I'm not dissing pulled pork because pulled pork's delicious, but don't go in saying that pork barbecue is supreme to beef because you're just going to embarrass yourself. That's the truth. Let me think. What else? Yeah. You know, we're a really welcoming bunch. You need to buy yourself a pair of boots and a hat, and you'll fit right in. If you're friendly, we're happy to have you. Okay. That's pretty much the bottom line. You know what Texas means? It means friendship. That's what it means.
Aww.
So that, and I feel that way about anybody who comes. And I don't care what side of the border you cross to get here.
Here we go.
That almost got political.
Word. Just kidding.
Got another one?
That's it.
Okay.
That's all the questions we got, folks.
All right, so that concludes questions from the back seat. Now, we want to hear your thoughts.
Hey, day tripper, I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh my goodness, it's the day tripper. We love your show.
Todd, I imagine the people of Texas have been a little bit opinionated this past month. What do we have?
They have. We have somebody who's a foreigner chiming in here, and I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Is it good or bad?
Well, they're good. They're good, but still.
We welcome good foreigners.
Wesley Stouffer Deal from North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Says,
North Carolina. We like North Carolina. The Tar Heel State.
I like North Carolina. I got a lot of family from there. That's where I got married.
Yeah. Is that what they...
Hashtag what?
No car. Like, you know, SoCo. Like
oh,
SoCal,
no car.
I actually got married up there.
They're from No Car.
We're starting it.
Hashtag pork barbecue.
I actually got married up there in Asheville, North Carolina, up in the mountains.
I love Asheville. Really? Asheville's beautiful. Great.
Anyway, all right. So Wesley says, I love the show. I watch it on PBS all the time. You guys need to do a spinoff in North Carolina. We love you here, Chet.
Wouldn't that be fun? Aww. It would be pretty fun to do a spinoff in North Carolina, but I'm not from North Carolina. Do you think it would work? See, I've always said, like, one of the reasons it works, I'm a Texan talking about Texas. I need to find somebody that loves North Carolina. It was from North Carolina, like born and bred.
Maybe it's
In their roots. Yeah. Hey, Wesley Stouffer, Dial. Yeah. It'd be fun. I'm not going to lie. It'd be an awesome.
Or Deal? See, if we were in Texas and you put a B in front of that, Beal, that would be how you say that, Beal. Not Bile.
Not Bile. I hope no one's named Bile.
Anyway.
All right. Spinoff in North Carolina. Not going to happen anytime soon, but it'd be a good show. There's a lot to do in North Carolina.
There is.
Yep.
Ton. Spent lots Smoky of time Mountain there as a young kid.
Keeps on falling. Smoky Mountain now. All right. Anyway.
Spent a lot
Thank
of summers
you for
that
there. Beautiful
My
solo.
Mind, I'm going Thank you. To Carolina.
I spent quite a few summers there as I was growing up.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So next one here is from Patty McGee in Saginaw, Texas. May I just ask where Saginaw is?
Saginaw. I know where it is.
She knows.
It is near Fort Worth. It's kind of like near Fort Worth and Keller, where I'm from. So shout out to you, Saginaw.
Yo, NTX, wow. North Texas.
Metroplex.
All right. So Patty says, we watch every Saturday. Going places I have been and may never get the chance to go is so much fun. I love the whole crew, and Chet is amazing.
I love you too, Patty.
He's the only person I know who can fill up on barbecue and then go hike a mountain. Hold on a second. Patty, I don't want to crush your bubble of this whole Chet thing, but we eat the barbecue and hike the mountains in 2 different days.
Not always.
No, I mean, but not usually always. We do.
Well, I will say this. First off, Patty, thank you. You're my favorite viewer. Second, we learned the hard way that it is that if you eat barbecue and then immediately go hiking and or mountain biking, you're going to revisit your barbecue.
You are.
On the side of the trail.
As a so former producer, to, I yeah, try to put those on different those days.
But I mean, there are times, because I go on shoots, and there are times when we eat a lot of food, and then we're outside in the heat for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not that enjoyable.
It's very
Lindsay
hardcore.
Harkened back to the days of Baytown.
Yeah. Yep.
That was Baytown. A brutal.
That, you can get dehydrated, folks, so be sure you drink your fluids. Your electrolytes matter. Mm-hmm. PSA, electrolytes matter. All right.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and toss this over to Lindsay for the next one.
Okay, guys. So, you know, we get good things from people, and then we get very, very long, somewhat good and also somewhat mad things. So this is from Christine Tusa, who did not tell us where she's from. And it says, howdy, day trippy. Maybe she meant tripper.
I like day trippy.
I like that too. It's got a nice ring to
day
it.
Day tripper and yippee
it's
together.
It's like you're, you know, like Kanye has Yeezy. You could have day trippies.
Day trippiesies. Day treesies.
Your street name.
D-treesies. Yeah, I do need a street
Getting
name.
How about just trippies?
Yeah. Trippies.
We're like trippies and Trizzies. Trippin'.
More dope. Oh, we're the trippies. Okay. So, back to this. She says, we love your show and recently watched the Dallas episode. We took your advice and went to Reunion Tower even though we thought it might be a bit touristy for two native Texans. But, she adds, you didn't mention the $17 fee per person to go up. We were going up to eat lunch and thought, wow, that's going to end up being a $70 to $80 lunch at a cafe. And who wants to spend that on sandwiches? We turned around and ended up having an amazing day, so the day was not a loss, but my husband said he wants you to reimburse our $5 reunion tower parking fee. And she adds smiley faces so that you know she's not holding a pitchfork.
Christine, wow. I am so sorry. Send me your address. I'll send you $5.
Or maybe like a patch or a koozie
you
or something.
$17 to go to the top reunion tower, but I think if you're eating, you don't have to pay that.
I'm wondering where
things.
This $70 to $80 lunch at a cafe
well,
is.
Well, she was saying $17 per person. Already gets you at 34.
But it is
then
Dallas.
You're going to eat 15 per person on a meal up there. But I don't think you have to pay the fee to eat at the restaurant.
I don't know. About
I don't
that.
Know. It is Dallas. Huh. You never know.
Oh, you never
D-town.
Know.
Everybody's but high I'm... rollers up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's spoken like a Fort Worth gal.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, yeah,
that's
any,
true.
Any jab you can get toward Dallas, just bring it on. Hey, you know, I'm glad you ended up having a good day. So let's just call that a wash.
We'll call that a wash.
Yeah.
Was the price worth the time, I think?
I think it was.
Probably.
I think it was. But I will say this. It is worth the money to go to the top, I think. I think it's cool.
It's a gorgeous view.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Between that and the San Antonio, I mean, those are two great towers to go visit.
Tower of the Americas.
That's right.
I was thinking, like, Austin doesn't have one. And Houston doesn't have an observation deck at all.
Nope.
You got a couple million dollars? Just go build a ball on top of a stick.
That's all you need.
Ball on top of a stick, and you can charge $17 a person to go up and look.
Get you one.
Throw in a cafe, and make
oh,
more.
Oh man, that's good. That's good stuff.
More money, more problems.
All right, gang. Thank y'all for listening. We try to keep this 30 minutes. We've definitely gone over. Here before we leave, I want to remind everybody, the Day Tripper General Store, we have all kinds of new shirts up there. Hopefully you got what you wanted for Christmas, but just in case you didn't, make it right on the Day Tripper General Store. Special thanks to our sponsor, the City of Tomball. Y'all go and explore this little burg north of Houston. It's well worth a day trip. And then join us next time, as we alluded to, we will be talking about our 2018 Texas travel bucket lists. So from me, vaya con Dios, amigos.
Bye, guys.
Later.